Today's daf is Maseches Baba Kama, daf Tzadik Test. The Gemara Amud Beis teaches the halacha of a tabach, which is a shochet, a slaughterer. If he's a mumche, if he's an expert slaughterer, that's something that would be very rare for him to make a mistake. After he successfully slaughtered 3 chickens properly, if he performs a shchita, a act of slaughtering for free, bechinam, and for an unknown reason, in the procedure, an error occurs and he ruins the chicken, rendering it not kosher. Alternatively, if he was an expert bakery chef who forgot to wash the wheat kernels before grinding them, this caused the story that the bread baked from those kernels and it had now baked in it the bad stuff. So in these instances, the chef or the shochet is actually exempt from paying when they did their work for free. So Chazal, the rabbis explain, and this is brought by the Sma in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch Hoshen Mishpat Shin Vav Siv Yid Gimel, that it was the mazal of the balabait, meaning it was the bad flow, the bad energy coming to this person that led to the outcome. Comes Tosfot at the top of the page and asks, why should this uman, this individual, this expert in his craft, be it the shochet, the slaughterer, or the baker, why should they be exempt? What happened to the whole principle of Adam Mu'ad La'olam? We've been learning Baba Kama for a long time already. Adam Mu'ad La'olam, the basics of the laws of damage. A person is responsible for their actions. What is his business that he can be exempt? Ask Tosfot. Even if he was mazik b'shogeg, even if he did it unintentionally, if you look back, Tosfot, in the Gemara, on his commentary over there, when we learned that Chavav and Chavzayin, that a mazik b'shogeg is going to be obligated only when there's an element of pshia, says Tosfot. There has to be some level of negligence, which makes the action closer to a aveda, to losing an item, and then in that case, that person would be indeed, would be chayv, would be obligated, as a full shkaga is more like an act, if it's really properly unintentional, it's more like an act of theft, which the adam amazik, the damager, would be exempt. And therefore, this chef, this shochet, who messed up a routine job, is like an ones ke'en geneva. It's like something that was sort of beyond his control. It's a theft. And therefore he's going to be treated like a theft, and therefore he's going to be pater. And Orchos Chaim Mishpatei Torah Gilyon 121 of Spitz brings a case. Reuven is driving, and he takes Shimon, who has his own car. Shimon knows how to drive as well, but Shimon is now the passenger in the car. They stop for gas, and Reuven says to Shimon, you know how to fill up gas. I'm going to go in and buy something from the shop, and you fill up the car. Here's my credit card, 200 shekels worth of gas, the exact type of gas that he wants for the car. Shimon made a mistake, and instead of putting in the 200 shekels worth of the gas that Reuven asked him to put in, the type of gas, he put in solar. He put in the type of gas which is actually terrible for the car, and he didn't realize what he did. They drove off. All of a sudden, the car stops in the road, and they can't go any further. They call up the mechanic. The mechanic shows up. He calls. He checks. Lo and behold, he put the wrong type of gas in the car, which caused the car to stall and destroyed a few of the parts and components of the car, ruined the car. Of course, Reuven is very angry. He says to Shimon, you have to pay up. You have to pay for the replacement of the parts. You have to pay for the gas money, which was totally useless to my car. And you have to pay for the check that the mechanic did, all three of these. And we can show from our discussion that Shimon not only has to pay all these claims, he also cannot compare himself to the shochet mumche, to the expert slaughterer of our Gemara, who's exempt because it was done for free. In the case of the shochet, he was doing what he's expert in, and he did this, but unintentionally something went wrong in his procedure, which is extremely uncommon for an expert. And therefore, the rabbis exempted him. But Shimon, he did something else altogether from what he was asked to do. He was asked to fill one type of gas, and he veered completely. That's not unintentional. That's pure negligence. And therefore, Shimon, in this case, is going to be chayev, and it's not going to be comparable to the expert of our Gemara.